and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Pollution from popular cruise lines operating under Carnival Corporation, once again at the center of the company's latest legal troubles. A court report made public by the Miami Herald says Carnival, which as of last year was at the Port of Galveston, the largest cruise ship provider, has made pollution violations while on probation for just that, pollution violations. Taylor Dalvin has been covering this story for the Miami Herald. Taylor, thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk with us.
Thanks for having me.
Carnival Corporation, criminal? Is this a criminal operation, as some people have suggested?
It is a criminal case. So Carnival was convicted of several criminal felonies in 2016 for illegally dumping oily waste into the ocean and covering it up on its Princess Cruise Line ships.
Wait a minute. You just said cover up. Are we talking about a conspiracy here? Were they convicted of conspiracy?
Yes, it was a conspiracy. So that happened in 2016, and they were ordered to pay a $40 million settlement as part of the plea agreement and to go on probation for 5 years. And so part of that probation is a court-appointed monitor is constantly auditing them, mm-hmm. has access to all of their books and all of their ships. And his first annual report that covers the period from April 2017 to April 2018
right.
was just made public by the judge, and that's what we dug into.
And what does that first report say about Carnival? Has it changed its ways?
So in some ways, yes. The company seems to have eliminated the problems that were related to its conviction in 2016. So there are almost no incidents of oily waste discharge, but there are lots of other issues, violations of laws, including dumping sewage, oil, food waste, and other objects overboard that violate international and local laws.
Where's this dumping allegedly happening, at least according to this court report?
So the majority of the treated sewage discharges happened in Bahamian waters. I can't remember from our data set if there are any Texas discharges. But it's really worldwide. If you take a look at the data that we link to in our story, this was really happening everywhere, these violations. But the treated sewage dumping specifically was really focused in the Bahamas.
We're talking about Carnival here, but how much of this is an industry-wide issue?
It's hard to know because these reports like this are seldom made public, and we really don't have access to these companies' violations. Just for context, this isn't Carnival's first conviction. In 1998, its Holland America line pleaded guilty to the same crime, discharging oily waste and covering it up. They were ordered to pay a $2 million fine then. And then in 2002, Carnival Corp pleaded guilty to the same crime again and was ordered to pay an $18 million fine.
Correct me if I'm wrong, forgive me for interrupting, but I assume that since there has been a conviction and now you have this court monitor who's reporting, would this constitute a violation of probationary status or something?
Yeah, so that's what the probation officer is saying. He's asking the judge to revoke probation and sanction the company. She will decide at a June hearing whether these violations and violations that continued into the second year of probation constitute that.
So could this mean that their operations could be at stake, the future of their operations?
At the hearing last week where this all sort of came to the surface, she threatened to block Carnival Corporation's 105 ships from docking at U.S. ports temporarily as a possible punishment. She also threw out more monetary sanctions, and so we'll see what happens in June.
Has Carnival issued a statement about this?
Yeah, they say that they strive to be the best in the class in environmental compliance. They want to make sure that they're meeting all of the requirements of probation and that environmental responsibility is a top priority.
Taylor Dalvin is a reporter for the Miami Herald. We'll link to her coverage at texasstandard.org. Taylor, thanks again.
Thank you.